Mois. So if we think a little bit about the parasha in context, you have here a very, very significant description of the interaction of people with Kedusha. First, you have the Parasha Shemini, which was the parasha of Hakamas HaMikdash and establishing Kedusha in Klal Yisrael. And then you have two parashas of different pogromim, or three parashas. You have the parasha of Nadav Navihu, the Kavasa Hashem V'Yemusu, and an Azhara to not to go b'choleis. And then you have the parasha of Shchut Yichutz, that somebody brings korbanos outside of Mishkan or the Mikdash is a problem. In Parasha Shemini, you have the problem of Shtu Yayin and so on. The Sfarim, it's the quote is it's from Sefer Yetzira, the Lashon, that the world can be divided into three inyanim, Olam Shana Nefesh, which would be like time and space and Nefesh, and each one of these is connected to something else. So in Parasha Shemini, there's an Asharah on the Nefesh. In other words, the state that the Kohen has to be in when he goes into Kodesh, that's Kneged Nefesh. And in this parasha, in Achrei Mois, you have both the Chisoron of Zman, Al Yovei B'chol Eis, Al HaKodesh, and then you have the Chisoron of Mokom, of Shchut Yichutz, that if you shecht something and bring korbanos outside, it's a problem. We would need to understand, whenever you have a schalkus of something in two different inyanim, we need to understand the difference between the two inyanim and the common denominator. In other words, there's chatoyim keneged kodesh, and one of it is shalei bezmanei, one of it is shchut yichutz. So we need to understand how these halakim are pegias, pegomim, in Avodas HaKodesh, and understand the common denominator and understand the difference between the two. You find also in Karbonis itself, you have both pegamim with a distinction. There's something called Machsheves Chutz, Lizmanei, Machsheves Chutz im Koimoi. If a person shechts a carbon, there are three machshavas that can passel the carbon. One is shaloi lishma, one is chutzim koyme, and one is mani. It's not hard to see them connected oilam shana nefesh. In other words, shaloi lishma is a psul in the etzim carbon itself. If the person defines it as a different carbon than it is, or if it's lacking lishma in two carbonis, chutz lizmanei and chutzim koyme, the same pattern. But we're trying to focus on chutzim koyme, chutz lizmanei. Under the caption of pigul, you have if a person shechts a carbon, and while he's doing a critical avoda, he has in mind that he will eat the carbon, or when he shechts, he'll make the zrika, he'll do it either at the wrong place or the wrong time. That passes the carbon, but the avers of pigul, the suri pigul, are more specific to the zman. It's only machshavas chutz zman. Chutzim koyim passes the carbon doesn't engender the parasha of pigul. So we have a parallel parasha of pegamim in kodesh that are in the carbon itself. They mimic oilam shana nefesh as we expect it to be, and focusing more on the difference between in Mokom and in Zman, you see it in Machsheva, there's a difference between the two. The inyan of having something shaloi bezmanoi, or more quickly, you find it. It's a chet that keeps on appearing again and again. Chazal Lamoshel say that Basheva was Ruya Ledovid from Sheshmei Breishis. Basheva was the Shidduch that was destined for David, except Paga Ochla. He married her before the time that she should have been his. The word paga is in Tanakh it's used that for a te'ena, which people very much like to eat. If you eat it too early, it's paga. Paga means it's not ripe yet. And some of the Arizal and others are miramis that Adam Arishan's eating of the Eitz Hadas, which Pashas Atena, was also Shaloi Bizmano. It was too early. They use the word Paga, Ochel Gemara doesn't. They use the Lashon Paga, that he ate it before the right time, before Shabbos, and so on. The Basheva is a type, Basheva is a type of Teina, the Gemara, and B'meila, they sort of make the parallel, they draw the parallel, but Eich Shalo Yeh, both of them were various of hurrying up and doing it too rapidly. You find the Mesim, Shehecha Yecheskel, were Bnei Ephraim, or Shevet Ephraim, who left too early. In the Midbar, by the Meraglim, you had the Mapilim, who went to Yisrael too early. There's a whole pattern of Averis, where things are done Shalei Bezmana too early. So it's not limited to one or two specific halachas. It's a pattern that is repeated time and again and again. And we would need to understand a little bit what are the nafshistika drives in it? Where's it coming from? What's the problem with it? And so on. As it seems as if this is a pattern of things that are done wrong all along in such a oifen of doing it too quickly. One nekuda. The it says that Pinchas was sort of a tikkun and not of Avihu. Not of Avihu, they did something on their own and they were killed. There was a zara. Pinchas did something on his own, and he saved Klal Yisrael. So Pinchas's Maisa stands in contrast to Avihu. To both Nekoyen, Kahanim Zrizin Ninhu, and both of them were Maisim Peulos of Zrizos, and yet none of Avihu were killed for what they did, and Pinchas was a hero. He got a Bris Shalom. What's the difference? Where is exactly the nekuda of distinction between the two? That we need to understand. So we'll try to understand a little bit. It's a very fundamental inyan over here, in terms of what the inyan is mitzad amka shaboy, and we'll try to understand a little bit where's the Gela Mais a little bit for us. We find in the Bria Sailam, the first Bria let's put it this way, the outermost envelope of the Bria for us is space and time. If we describe any chayfers in the Bria, can be described in terms of makom and zman. No one thing can be in the same makom and zman at the same time. So the most anonymous thing, the most anonymous rack that I have a hard time describing what it's like, a bunch of cotton that has no shape or form, I can say it's located in this and this place at this and this time. And that will define it and only it. Nothing else is defined by it. There can be another piece of cotton laying in the same place tomorrow, or there can be at the same time another piece of cotton someplace else. But the coordinates, the absolute coordinates that define elements within the Bria are Mokom and Zman and nothing else. The Bria of Zman came earlier than the Bria of Mokom. The Bria of Zman is either merumes in Vayiv Er Vayivoke Yoim Echad. Ramban says that that means in the first day there was a bria of zman. That's the Vayiv Er Vayivoke Yoim Echad. Or I think the Rambam in a sense alludes to the word bracious as being the bria of zman. Bracious means as when the minute I say this is the beginning, it's a beginning means a structure of zman. This is the source coordinate for zman, and everything else will go around it. So zman is the first bria. Rambam speaks about it. We've seen it many times. Rambam Maravuchu speaks very, very strongly against the people who feel zman came before bria. So chas v'shalom, it's chelik of the bria. It's all the Rishonim understand it. Makom. We have two places where we see makom being nivra. In the Rekia Shemayim, where there's a havdola between mayim and mayim, there's a havdola in place. In the first day, you don't see a chiluk makom. There's no chiluk makom. Or more specifically, in Yikavu Amayim, that there was Yikavu means that there was a kav. There was a boundary around the waters, and the world would now be divided between and between. So you have the beginning of makom, either in a very shorishtik way, from the rakia, which creates makom. It creates alyonim etachtonim. Alyonim etachtonim is a makom dika, a type of ischalkus. Even though we're talking about Ruchnistic entities, but the very fact that we can stamp it with the Lashon of Alyon Tachton means it has some kesher to Makom, and more specifically, we have that kesher with, we have it in Yikav HaMayim, where the world itself has place, and there are some places the Yabasha, some places Yam, and so on. Those were the two elements of Bria, which means that everything in the Bria fits into there. That's one. But in a bigger sense, these are the elements within which the Bria has to work with. The Bria needs to work within those elements. The Avoda, Takadish Baruch Hu, is within the Bria. The Avraham Avinu had. So this is the superstructure of the Bria. In terms of Iskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu had two of his nekudos of maga with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the first sivui, the first contact that we find in the Chumash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu is Lech Lecha Me'arz V'Malach V'Savicha El Arz Ashareka. In other words, a movement across Makom. The last in the sense that the fulfillment of the last Nekuda was Geir Zahachar Barso Lehem V'Avodim Yisra Abar Me'ashana V'Acharkach and so on. The Kiyum of Bris Bein Apsarim took 400 years. And like the Rambam when he's mitir in Avodah Zarah, the Yitzias Mitzrayim, he says it was Nisar, that's when the Shvua there was Nishbet Avram was Nisar and so on. So the completion of the Kesha of Avram and Akadosh Baruch Hu, the Kiyum Abris L'Soifoy was with Arba Shana. So the Haschala was with Zman. And the Seif was, I'm sorry, the Aschola was with Mokoim, which go to some place, and then there was Zman. In other words, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech Chol Haaretz and always and all the time and everywhere, but our Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes place only within a carefully described Mokoim. It's the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and in the Zman. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Mokom and Zman, as being that we're Nevroim, our Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only take place the right Mokom, right Zman. The Mokum and Zman are not just abstract entities. When we're talking about a person's Aveda, we're talking about a... Let's take the way the Shrutei Chutz. Shrutei Chutz is described over a person who wants to bring a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he does so in his place, in his own place. This is V'lo Yizbuch HaSeirim Ashazoyf Hashem, the beings that are there are called Seirim, which the Lashon Seirim, the Rishonim say, is like hairy. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Maisim come into this Bria, and they're mislavish in things that are far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's Maisei Hashem. The person who's nitfas tavarizara, who's nitfas tochutz, means he latches onto his koiches. And he says, look, there's a sun. The sun is parallel. It must be Maisei Hashem. So Hashem is Hasram, the sun, or however he makes that mistake. It's made by making the mistake, and it says Arat Hashemai Hashem Hashem Baratzos of the Adam, by trying to say that in Arat Hashem is, I don't need to go any place to be over Hashem. Hashem is here. He's everywhere, isn't he? So he's here. In a more specific way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is where I am. It doesn't require any effort to move forward. Avodas Adam, B'cholulius, is the process of going, of Lech Lecha. The first, the side of Avodas Hashem was Lech Lecha, that a person go. And that's where Bechir is, that's where Maisa Adam is. If we don't do it, we drag HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to where we were. The Umas HaOlam, the early Umas HaOlam, even the so-called more enlightened ones of them, if you look at the Sipurei Elilim of the Greeks, so the Greeks are every bit as, I would say the word human, except that's hard to we don't consider that Tzur Sodom either, but the same level of Balchai that they were, that's how the gods were. They took the gods down to where they were. That's what they took them down to. So taking down HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tumah of chutz is that a person is meirid alikus and sees the alikus of the chutz rather than the panim. So when the person is oivet avedizara, it's not that he has HaKadosh Baruch Hu lemalo, who's doing what he's doing here. The person latches on to everything here, and that is a god. So the pu'ula of chutz of mokoim is the pu'ula that creates a tchum, where a person's avoida really lies. We have the ability to traverse makoim. We can come shalom shalom la rochaik v'la kariv. So a person can be rochaik from Hashem, and a person is miskariv to Hashem. Those rochaik and kariv are pu'ulos that describe makom. And that's where avoidas Adam starts. Lech Lecha is where avoidas Avram started. Then there's a second element. And that is, it has to take place within Zman. I've done my share, but it's not happening yet. And I want to describe this a little bit, because this is very much, this is a finer toos. The Rambam says that when a person wants to become a Navi, so he would learn a lot, and he would be medakik on his maisim. And he would learn by rebbeim and separate himself from people, and so on and so on. There's a whole process. And finally, it says, and sometimes the binavua, sometimes not. In other words, Maisa Adam can take a person only across some point, and not further than that. The Maisa Adam is Hagab Asmecha. If it's not all biyadi, there's the chelik in every bris. There's a chelik coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So zman. So just like the Moshel, if I want to be somebody's friend, so first thing I have to look at myself. Am I nice to him? Am I helping him? Whatever it is that I need to do to make myself somebody that would be a person he might want to befriend. But the second part is that I also need to find a zman when that person is the mood for it, when that person is open for it, when that person is ready mitzad atzmoy. I can't come to somebody and say, listen, I think I'll make an excellent friend for you, and we're friends now. That's not, there's no bris over there because it's all me. So basically, the pagam is I'm taking Shemayim and making it into Adam. The first one was, Shemayim Shem Hashem versus Adam. The first pagam was, I took Aretz and said, this is Lashem. This is Hashem. Whatever I see here, like the Kaifrim would say, all of nature, that's Hashem. Wow, look around the world. You see nature? That is what's meant by Hashem. It doesn't mean anything more. The statement was, and that's all. The second half of that statement is, and nothing more. And that's Kfirah at its basis. And then you have the Adam who wants to do right, but forces himself, and the Shemayim becomes, he's trying to make Shemayim also the Adam. If I did what I have to do, I can get into my spaceship, my Ruchnistic spaceship, and go to Shemayim and be there. So Zman is something which is Magdir, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and even no matter what I'll do, it still is not going to work. The Sfarim, the Reb Tzadik speaks about this in his way, in David Tzadik. He describes it as a pagam in the midah of Ava and a pagam in the midah of Yira. That the chutz l'makom means there's no Ava. If I like somebody, I want his kirva. I travel to him. If I don't particularly care for somebody, I sit home and I write him I send him a postcard, a hi on a postcard, because the kirva is not important. So the person who's chutz, who's sheichet chutz and doesn't come bifnim, that's lacking in the midah of ava, and therefore that's one chisaron. The person who comes into the kodesh kadoshim and barges in when he feels like it, it's lacking in yira. Where is the other? Where is it? The mashcheni akrech of an arutz is there, but where's the other? And what does it mean? I can barge in when I want to barge in. So the way he describes it is one is a pekam in ava, one is a pekam in yir. It's ma'arech on those in yonim. I'm saying it a little bit differently. It's a pekam in the two different Chalakim of Adam and Akash Pachu Shemayim and Arts. All of those people that Chazal pointed out, Paga Ochla, that's what it means. It means that for the person who is going inside, there's too much. If the person pushes it, you find so many places like that. By Yosef, by Tifa, she saw that there would be children from him. The Koyrach, Pekeachoya, he saw that his Beirun would be under Duchen. All of those cases are cases where the person tried to grab it. Shalei bezman, shalei beitoy. Yes, my grandchildren are going to be under Duchen, but not me and not my children. The element of Zman was disregarded, and they barged in, and b'meila there was either, like a tzaddik says, we'll call it a pagam in the yira, or the way we understand it, the person felt he could become master over that. I once heard from Adam Chashev, was my chiyach, an Adam Gochel, the two people talk, and he told him, you know, in Ruchnius, there's also Kaychi Vaitzim Yadi. You know, when you push and something that you're not sure if this is what you should be doing, but because your intentions are good, you push really hard, that's also a Kaychi Vaitzim Yadi of sorts. Al Kaponim, let's go back to Yonenu. The Avodas Hashem requires two elements. One element requires a push. It means the person, what's asked of the person, is to roll up his sleeves and to move forward. That's Avodas Adam. In the Shiashurim begins with Mashcheni Achrecha V'Narutza. Pull me towards you. Give me some incentive. Show me some sort of attraction so that I'm drawn to you, because the first step is to move forward. But then there's a whole there's but then there's a restraining mode, not too quickly, not when it's not wanted or desired. Let's go back to the shadows we raised. The difference between, so we understand the two halakim, the shchut echutz, and we understand the b'chol eis, that there's an element of zman, and not when you want to go, is it? It's when I want to go. The difference between Nadav and Aviyu and Pinchas. Nadav and Aviyu barged in when they wanted to, and that's why they were, and that's why they were nenash. By Pinchas, it says ro ma'isa v'niska alocha. In other words, he heard a shir from Moshe Rabbeinu on Hilchis Chakanoim Poigimboy. When he saw the ma'isa, he realized that the zman had come for it. This is the time, you know, ka'es chayel. So this is the time. It wasn't that he was in such a mood to be a kanoi that after he finished the shir, the first thing he did was he found somebody living in a goy and killed him. What he did was, when he saw the maisa, he said to himself, this is the zman for it. So once he was in the zman for it, that maisa was b'mkoyme b'zmanoi. That was the difference. I want to take it down a little bit, even the element of Zman, I want to take down a little bit into something that's relevant to us. So, we're speaking here about that the structure, the superstructure for Kirvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes place within a framework of Makom Zman. Makom we described as Maise Adam. And that's Be'ikah, where we have Bechira, the Lech Lecha, that we start Avoda with. And Zman, where it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, if he wishes, doesn't wish to. For the person who's pushy, it's the Pshat, he's injecting a certain desire to take control of the situation. Just like, if you take a look, I mean, Teva B'Nadim, we compare a Teva to Yonim Ruchni, but just, it isn't a Teva. There are two types of people that turn us off. One person is a person that shows no interest in me or what I stand for. Nothing of what I have to say, to think, to interact, interests the person. That's a Richuk. Or Faker, if a person, the Teva Adam is if somebody runs after me, whether it's in business, whether it's in marriage, or anything, I get turned off. And the reason is because I have a sense that I'm losing control over myself. He so much wants to do the business. So somebody doesn't want to do the business with, period. Or somebody's not interested in marriage. So there's no interest. It hasn't gone anyplace. But if the person is over-eager, so forget about the suspicion that maybe something's wrong, but there's deeper than that. I'm beginning to get a feeling I'm not the balabas anymore. He's decided he wants to do business still. He's decided, she's decided on the marriage, and I'm nobody. I'm losing myself. In the balance between other and self, the balance of these two midas is very critical. So the person who's not interested in avodas Hashem, that we understand that's chutz, and his ruchnistik. Sensitivities he wastes on all sorts of very chutz things, whether it's Avodah Zarah, whether it's this global projects, whether it's these are the Cyrus, these are the Shadim that live outside the Midbar, these are a very low-end product of real Ruchnius. But then there's a person who pushes his way in, L'shem Shemayim, and it keeps barreling away L'shem Shemayim, and there the problem is, we saw 2 weeks ago the problem was they weren't wearing the problem of Aviv was that they weren't wearing Pamoinim. Pamoinim are Netilas Rishus. There's no other. I've reached this dag and I do what I want to do, and because I like it, I like Kirvasol Kim Li Toiv, and I'm the one who's doing it. It's me. Those are two extremes. There's another. It's a high darga. There's a lower version of it, which is important for us in the Bchinas Zman. Every person understands within himself that he is not a person is rochik, and he needs to do something. So a person is very, very nisora, and he decides he's going to sit and learn seriously. A person is going to start davening seriously, he's going to start being makpid on himself and this, that, and the other thing. And a person has a very, very strong hachlata like that. The person, almost everybody has many, certainly a few, and many, many times a person is nisora. What kills us is that as we start doing it, it goes much slower. The person had a great Seder, and he sits down, and he learns through a Seder, and it's gewaldic. And he says, okay, now it's going to be 24-7. And the next day, it's not like that. And the person all of a sudden realizes it's going to take time. We are much more comfortable with an intense burst of effort than a longer-term, consistent, smaller effort. Being koivea, learning through a night and a day on a Shavuos is much, much easier than having a Seder of an hour a day, chok v'liavar, every day of the year, even the most hectic day. Much easier to do that. Even 2 days Shavuos. No, it's much easier. And the answer is, there's a certain frustration with oneself when it has to take time. And there's also a sort of a yush. We don't understand that things taking time is the mahalach that it takes. Because we're far, just like it requires distance, it requires time. And time is this element within which we also travel. The Torah is full of all sorts of things that we call kitzim, kates. There's a kates for every geula. And Tanakh basically finishes with a kates, the Neil. It's sort of a chsim of a kates. The Chazal speak out against the people that are mechashiv kates. And what's the whole? First of all, so why is there a kates? What does it mean there's a kates? Bishon of Sorum has a kates, and Bovel had a kates, and everything is full of kitsim. Why? I mean, we're supposed to be mechakel chol yom sheyovei. What's the point of a kates? We don't know exactly. He'll come in a kates, won't come in a kates. What's the point of it? The answer is because zman is the mahalach also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created avodas Hashem that it requires a moving, sai mipchinas mokum, and sai mipchinas zman. Learning 10 years is not like learning 1 year. It's a certain development. Everything in the Bria is kolol within Zman and Mokim. And when I say I'm distant HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I'm battling today, not learning, so if I sit down and learn, that's closeness mitzad, one element, but how long have I been doing it is another element. We also feel a certain helplessness. Because mitzvah intensity, we can do what it takes. So somebody pumps us up with a shmooze, and so we learn very, very, very intensely for a short period of time. We feel that we're the ones who are doing it. There's a certain sense of self that's gratifying. When I tell you it's going to take time, and no matter how much you're going to struggle, it's going to take 1 year, 2 years, 3 years to learn how to learn, then the pshat is there's a certain helplessness. The kates means it's that there's avodas Hashem. What you can do is one element, and zman is the second element. Kadosh Baruch Hu has cheshbonis of chicha v'saketz and be'ita chishena, but it's not a hafkor from zman. The musig of zman is locked into the musig of avoida, and just like it requires mahalchim in makom, it requires a tahalich of zman, a process of zman. And if a person doesn't understand that, he's doomed for failure. We always, no matter what we try to do in Averis, no matter how many Averis we have, we always the her d'achishena, but not the be'ito. And the pasuk says be'ito achishena. They'll come together. It requires a process of zman. And if a person wants to be closer, if a person wants to be over Hashem, he needs to come in from chutz, and he needs also to understand that the ace is once a year, not any other time. There's an ace for everything. Those are the two elements that are significant. So we're saying this parsha here is the parsha of the deviances from Avodas Hashem for people who wanted Avodas Hashem. There's a deviation of chutz, where a person sits outside and he's comfortable with the low-lying fruit, or even the fruit that fell on the ground already and is moist. There's almost nothing left of the fruit. The person makes no effort to get in closer. He said, listen, Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Whatever I do, however I do, it's fine. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows, understands, and he likes me the way I am. That's called shchut echutz. Whether we say it as coarsely as that, or say it a little more finer, but that's the first bris, the first step of Avodas Hashem is lech lecha, to move forward. And then there's a second chelek, more subtle, more difficult to get a handle on, but as crucial as the first one, and that's chutz lezmanei. And in some ways, if a person, nothing happens instantly. When you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you also don't go to the Kodesh Pnima. It takes time. By the nature of progress, time is a part and parcel of the progress. It's a derech. It's a like derech teva. Be'ita achishena, chishav saketz is a nace. It's a nace because at the end of the day we have a ketz and a chishiv. We have an ita and a chishena. How that can work only Kadosh Baruch Hu knows. But we need to take both pieces into cheshbon. We need to understand that we need to do movement, and we also need to understand that we need to do movement through time. Everything in Avodas Hashem takes time. Pushing things quicker won't get you any place, and if anything, it'll be counterproductive. If we do it that way, if we do what we have to do, and we gear ourselves for the with patience, that it we do it for the length of time and with the savlonis and oirech ruach that it takes to do it, because we understand that it's not becholeis, it's something that has a framework of zman as well. Then it almost paradoxically, if we have the oirech ruach to do it for that zman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mesader it. That there is a chishev saketz, there is an oifen where we're able to realize it with the same. We have the benefits of something through zman, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechashev it, and the be'ita v'chishena, it's one phrase. It's not Chazal say zocha loy zocha, but the pasuk is one pasuk. The bracha is where the person has the ace in mind, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who has the be'ita achishena in mind. Shabbos.